You glad to be here? We're going to have a little bit of fun tonight, right? It's okay to have fun. It's okay to have fun, right? We are in the presence of Almighty God tonight, are we not? He is with us. He is in our midst. He is among us. We are in the presence of Jehovah. presence in the presence of Jehovah. He is with us tonight, is he not? Amen. You know, the Bible says, for the preaching of the cross is to them foolishness. But to those of us who are saved, it is the power of God. Amen. All because of what Jesus Christ did for us at Calvary. Sing that old hymn with me. Mercy there was great, and grace was great. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty. Do you believe that tonight? Y'all like Southern gospel music around here? This song is called Keep on the Firing Line. How many ever heard that song before? Here's my air fiddle. Pretty good, huh? I did not know that I was, tonight I was going to be at the First Baptist Pentecostal Church. Right there. I didn't know that. Woo! Can I share my testimony tonight? Can I share my story? Here's a true story of Dennis Quistel. True story. I once thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I would build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it. Oh, Denny G could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my. Without you holding my hand, the mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, I learned to stand because I can't.
holding my ear.
Can I have my horn testify tonight? Doing tonight? So far, so good? Well, it's a pleasure to be back here again at First Baptist Church of Canton, alias aka the Pentecostal Church. There, we got some kids dancing in the aisles right there. And that's good to see, actually. I having fun. I think it's okay to have fun. Okay, I mentioned this morning, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, right? Right. You know, Harvard Medical Center, I was watching this on Fox News a couple years ago, Harvard Medical Center did a 10-year study. And for 10 years, they followed 1,000 people. And it cost something like in the neighborhood of $10 million back then. And after 10 years, following 1,000 people wherever they went, costing like $10 million, Harvard Medical Center determined that if you laugh, you're healthier. $10 million. Honey, they could have gotten that out of the book of Proverbs. Amen? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, right? If you laugh, you're healthier, right? And so it's great to see the kids having fun tonight, and we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight here in church. But it's a pleasure. How many were not in the morning service? How many you're just hearing my music tonight for the first time? Let's see those hands. Wow, good number of you. Okay, good. Well, praise the Lord. For those of you who are just getting introduced, my name is Dennis Gwizdella, Polish boy from the south end of Bay City, Michigan. A lot of people think all Polish names end in ski, but that's not true. Gwizdella is Polish. I grew up in a Polish family. I grew up in a mainline denominational church. I tell people that growing up, I had a drug problem. Okay, I was drugged to church every Sunday morning. I was drugged to church. But it was not until the age of 30 where I was working at a bank with Beth. And on August 4th of 1986, a coworker led me to the Lord. And I was playing in the nightclub circuit before that. And so when I got saved, so did my horns. And so we came off the road. And for 13 years, I was a music pastor at a church. And since 2001, God's called me to travel the country, sharing through message and the spoken word and ministering through music like I'm doing tonight. Amen. So anyway, so that's a little bit about myself. I'll share a little bit more later on as the concert progresses here. But I just came back from Florida. Okay. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, you'll see that I always post pictures. I'm a social butterfly. But I came back from Florida, and I was on a I hosted a Christian music cruise to Cozumel, Mexico. And every morning we'd have Bible studies, and every night we'd have Christian music concerts, gospel concerts. And so I'm doing it again in a couple years. So if you're interested, give me your name and contact information, because it's a great deal. It's the best price you're ever going to see on a Caribbean cruise. But anyway, so I was, it was right after Bible study that I went to breakfast at the Windjammer Cafe on the Royal Caribbean, on the ship that we were at on Royal Caribbean. And I was looking for a seat to eat my breakfast, and the place was packed. And I ended up, there was a lovely couple, an older couple, and they motioned for me, saying, "Hey, we have a seat here at our table." And so I sat down, I introduced myself, and I let them know who I am. And they've been married. Their names are Helen and Walter. Helen and Walter has been married for 65 years. And in the middle of the breakfast, they started arguing in front of me. And they were accusing each other of being forgetful. And Martha was telling me, Helen was telling me, she said, "Dennis, Walter here is so forgetful that he'd forget his head if it wasn't screwed on." And Walter would tell me, no, Dennis. "Well, Helen is always the one forgetting the keys and locking her keys in the car and forgetting to lock the door at home." And they started fussing really bad. And so it got kind of embarrassing, and I said, "Look, you guys have been married for 65 years. You're sharp as a tack. We're having a wonderful conversation. Can we just enjoy breakfast?" And they apologized, and we continued on. Well, Walter got up and started walking away from the table, and Helen says to him, "Walter, honey, where are you going?" And Walter replied, "I'm going to the ice cream bar, because I know it's breakfast time, but the ice cream bar is open 24 hours a day, and I'm going to get myself a bowl of vanilla ice cream." And so Helen says, "Well, can you get me a bowl of ice cream?" And he said, "Sure thing." So he started walking, and Helen yelled out, "You're going to forget my ice cream. You better write it down." And I'm going, "This is going south fast. This is not good." And he says, "I'm not going to forget your bowl of vanilla ice cream, Helen." And she said, "Well, while you're at it, honey, can you throw some strawberries on top of the ice cream?" And he said, "Okay, I'll get you your strawberries." He started walking to the ice cream bar, and she yelled out in front of everybody, "You're going to forget the strawberries. Write it down. Write it down." And he said, "Look, I'm not going to forget your strawberries. I'll put your strawberries on top of your vanilla ice cream. I won't forget it." She says, "Well, while you're at it, can you throw some whipped cream on top of the strawberries?" I'm going, "This is not good. This is not good." And he said, "I'll get it." She said, "You're going to forget the whipped cream." He yells across from the cafe. He says, "I'm not going to forget the whipped cream. You want whipped cream on top of your strawberries, on top of your vanilla ice cream? I'll get it for you." A few minutes later, he comes back with a plate that has scrambled eggs and bacon. And says, here you go. Here's what you wanted. There's your scrambled eggs and bacon." She turned to me and she said, "Dennis, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. Walter, where's the toast?" You'll get it in about 5 minutes for those of you who aren't laughing. Put your hands together. Help me out on this song.
Would you be free from the burden of sin?
You know the words.
There's power in the blood.
Power in the blood.
Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Second verse.
From your passion and pride, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide, there's wonderful power in the blood.
Fourth verse.
Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing?
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Here we go, church. Sing it.
There is power, wonder-working power.
Y'all need to join the choir.
Of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
One more time.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Give yourselves a hand.
Yes.
Two or three of you asked me to do this song again. It's a song I wrote, a song I sung this morning. You're looking at a blessed man. For those of you who wanted this song, this is for you.
I must confess, I am so blessed. All of God's goodness is mine to possess. A family that loves me and friends who have my back. I must confess, I am so blessed. I need some reminders of what God has given me. Salvation, the Bible, a church family. A family who still loves me, no matter who I am. I must confess, I am so blessed. I must confess, I am so blessed. All of God's goodness is mine to possess. A family that loves me and friends who have my back. I must confess, I am so blessed. Food on the table, shoes for my feet, a soft bed, a pillow, a warm place to sleep. Children who surround me when I feel all alone. I must confess, I am so blessed. God's been so good all of my life. These showers of blessings just don't seem right. Why would He love me for what I have done? I must confess, I am so blessed. I must confess, I am so blessed. All of God's goodness is mine to possess. A family that loves me and friends who have my back. I must confess, I am so blessed.
Amen, church. Are you blessed tonight? Amen. Sing with me.
I must confess,
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
All of God's goodness,
all of God
is mine to possess.
Is mine to possess.
Family that loves me,
a family that,
and friends who have my back, and friends who have my back.
I must confess, I am so blessed. A family that loves me,
and friends who have my back. I must confess,
I am so blessed.
I must confess,
I am
Praise the Lord. A song I wrote on my latest CD called Blessed. You know, so I just came back from Florida, right? Can you believe the spring weather we're having here in Michigan? Can you believe that? I can't believe it. I am a warm weather person. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook and Twitter and that, you'll know that I give me flip-flops, palm trees, the sun, beach, my Ray-Bans, and I am a happy camper. Okay? I love the warm weather. So I'm in Florida, and I call up my mom. She's 81 years old. I call my mom up, and we're talking, and they got, this was back in February when Michigan got hit with like 10 inches of snow, okay? And I just came back from a walk, okay, in Florida where I was. And she said to me, she said, now Dennis, now where are you in Florida? And I said, Mom, I'm in Crystal River, Florida. That's my home base while I'm here for 2 months in Florida. I'm in Crystal River. She said, Crystal River? Why, I was watching the Weather Channel, and Crystal River, it was chilly. It was chilly there today. I said, yeah, Mom, but you don't shovel chili. You don't shovel chili, okay? But anyway, yeah. But I'm a warm weather person. A little bit about myself. So I got saved at the age of 30. August 4th of 1986, and I came off the road and I started attending a Baptist church in Bay City, and I was a music director there, but we also had a prison ministry, and I would go into prisons and minister through my horns and through preaching. And so I happened to be at this one prison for a chapel service, and I was I brought my horn. And the prisoners there that day in the chapel service happened to be predominantly black prisoners. Now, if you ever want to learn how to worship the Lord in church, honey, go to a black church. I mean, they know how to worship the Lord. Amen. And so anyway, so we were having a good time. And I played a couple songs on my horn. And I had one prisoner come up to me and say, Brother Dennis, brother. You've got a black man's soul and a white man's body. And I take that as a compliment. Amen. So anyway, so I did. I recorded. They asked me to record a black gospel blues jazzy album. And so I ended up recording an album, a CD called The Blues Project. Okay. So can I do one of those songs for you tonight? Can I do that? Can we kind of let our hair down a little bit and have a little bit of fun? Okay. Let me grab my horn here that I'm going to use. Hold on. Don't go away. Okay. So, if I'm going to play the blues and jazz, if I'm going to play the jazzy, bluesy style as a saxophonist, I'm missing something. I just can't be up here like I am right now. And there's two pieces. There's two pieces of attire that a blues jazz saxophonist needs. Vitally important. Number one, you need the hat. The Kangol cap. Backwards. This is my Samuel L. Jackson look right here. Okay, y'all know who Samuel L. Jackson is. Kangol cap backwards, right? Okay, but I'm still missing something. I'm missing something. Now, am I a jazz saxophonist or what, right? Okay, so I'm in my persona, so now I can do this song. I'm going to do a song off the Blues Project. And now, I am so totally blessed. I record in Nashville, Tennessee. I work with some of the biggest names, Grammy Award winners, Dove Award winning musicians, producers, singers. I mean, I am living a blessed life. And it's not about me, it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. But God has opened doors and allowed me to work with some phenomenal, phenomenal people in Nashville. And so we had an opportunity to bring in the people who recorded, they wrote this song, and that I'm about to play. You're going to hear a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire towards the end of the song there. I'm going to kind of let loose a little bit if I can. But remember, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen? Amen? Okay. We brought in the people who wrote this song. They're singing background on this song. They won the Grammy Award for this song. The Edwin Hawkins Singers. They wrote the song, Oh Happy Day. When Jesus washed my sins away, amen? Praise the Lord. Y'all having a good time? Are you glad you're in church tonight? Amen? We're having a little bit of fun? Praise the Lord. Okay, so I wish I had a dollar for every time somebody came up to me and asked me, can you play all three horns at the same time? Well, I would be a very rich man if I could. But I realize I've got 8 CDs out. And I realized the first 7 CDs, I played one horn per song. And I thought to myself, you know what? I called up my producer in Nashville, Johnny Brown. I said, hey, Johnny, for this latest CD, Lessons Learned, Life is Good, can we do an old hymn of the church that I can maybe start off with the tenor sax and maybe play a little bit and then put it down and go to the soprano sax and play a little bit and put it down and then maybe finish the song up on the alto. Can we do that? He said, Dennis, we can do anything in the recording studio. Will you be able to pull it off live in concerts and church services? I said, well, we're going to find out now, aren't we? So I am going to attempt. It's been a long day. I was up early. We had a great service this morning, but I'm a little tired. So I am going to attempt to play all three horns in the same song, okay? An old hymn of the church. How many people like those old songs? Let's see those. And that's what I thought. Old people like old songs. Okay. All day long. Let me see. It works. Who can tell me the name of this horn right here? Soprano saxophone. Who can tell me who made the soprano saxophone very popular? Kenny G. How many have heard of Kenny G? Yeah, well, I'm Denny G, okay, Denny G. True story, I was with Kenny G about 3 years ago or so, and after a concert we were backstage and we were swapping CDs and talking about saxophones. Kenny and I are the same age. We were both born in 1956. I was born in February. Kenny is born in June. Kenny's a Jewish boy. Kenny Gorlick is his name. Anyway, Kenny and I, we were talking about our music and saxophones, and I said to him, I said, you know, Kenny, they call me Denny G. And he looked at my long Polish name and he said, I can see why. Okay, so, and then I'm going to finish it up on the alto saxophone there. Okay, now for me to pull this off, I feed off of your energy, off of your enthusiasm. Okay, I mean, when you clap nice and loud for people like musicians and singers, it's not for the praise of men, it's for the praise of God. But we feed off of that energy, and it gives us the incentive and the adrenaline to get through a song. Okay, when you clap for like a singer or a musician like that, it's like saying amen to a preacher or saying sick him to a dog. Okay, and so can you clap nice and loud the entire length of the song? Can you do it? Now, if you say, well, I don't clap in the church I attend. Well, here's your chance, okay? This is your chance, okay, cool. Okay, so I call this song, how many fiddle players banjo players, you enjoy banjo music? Any banjo music, you love banjos? We brought in Dolly Parton's banjo player, Bruce Watkins, phenomenal banjo player. He loves the Lord with all of his heart. You're gonna hear Bruce playing the banjo on this song. Okay, I call this song Foggy Mountain, Washed in the Blood, Breakdown. Oh, I hear banjo music. Now keep it up. Keep it up now. Wish me luck, okay? Here I go. Thank you. pull it off with your help. Praise God. I need to get a drink of water here. Okay, I need a break. I'm going to ask Pastor Rick to come up, and I'm going to grab a drink of water, and I'll be right back. Don't go away. We're going to worship the Lord in the next few songs here.
Wow. And all God's people said, I tell you what, when this guy got saved, all of them got saved. Amen. They didn't leave anything behind, and the horns got saved. And now you got to know why you fall in love with Dennis Guazzella when you first meet him. And I just love it. And that energy and his family, his heart for the Lord. And praise the Lord that it's just a blessing, huge blessing. We want to take a special love offering right now at this time. So I ask the ushers to kind of prepare themselves. And this is an opportunity. Everything we take in this offering right here will be combined with the special offering we took this morning. And Dennis makes his living traveling up and down America. Just come in from North Carolina. Just come back from Florida. And so he's on the road a lot. And one way we can do that is, I don't know about you, but I thank God that God reaches down and calls men to evangelism and calls men to serve the Lord in the areas of music and gives them the talent and abilities to do that and calls missionaries and pastors and those in the Lord's work. And I thank God that God has called him to the Lord's work. And so God's using him in a tremendous way around the country, and we want to be able to show back our love and our generosity to him. So everything we give in this offering, again, will go towards Brother Dennis. Let's pray. Father in heaven, tonight we love you. We thank you for the message in these songs. And then, God, we thank you for Brother Dennis's heart, his love for you. And it's all about you. And he knows that. We know that. But it's just great to be able to worship, to be in your house, to have some fun together, yes, to hear these songs, to uplift the name of Jesus. And, Father, to let ourselves to be able to enjoy our Christianity. And, God, we thank you for that. So we pray your richest blessings upon Dennis, upon Joy, upon their children, their grandchildren, and keep him safe on the road as he travels. Put a hedge of protection about him. And then, God, we pray you'll bless him financially and supply his every need as there's expenses involved of going up and down the highway and ministering to churches and ministries around the opportunities that the Lord, that you give to him. So, God, we thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. We thank you we can share in his ministry. And we love him and we love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray and with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. I must have had 1,000 people, I'm not exaggerating, about 1,000 people come up and ask me to record this old beautiful hymn of the church. And so I was able to record this old hymn of the church on my latest CD, only done up in Denny G fashion. I believe you're going to know this old hymn of the church. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. God is more than good, church. God is great. Here's that old beautiful hymn of the church, done up in Denny G flavor. I think you're going to enjoy this. I can guarantee you, you've never heard this song quite like this. that song with me.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. God is great. You know what? Throughout this service tonight, my prayer was to play songs that you may have enjoyed, songs that you may have remembered from years gone by. I'd like to share with you one more song in the service that would probably be my all-time favorite song ever written in gospel Christian music. It has two verses. The first verse was written to Christians, those of us here tonight who are saved, who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. It's to remind us that we ought to have a skip in our step, a smile on our face, joy in our heart, peace that passes all understanding, a song in our heart. For you see, if you're saved tonight, you're never going to spend one split second in hell. And that's enough to rejoice about for the rest of your earthly life. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, this second verse was written especially just for you. Here is my all-time favorite gospel song ever written. A beautiful song, powerful words. Listen to these words, to there is a river. There came a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind. It filled their hearts with singing and gave them peace within. A prophet gave this promise. He said the Spirit will descend, and from your inner being a river with no end. There is a river. It flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees a soul from sin. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. Now here's a story from the Bible, true story. There came a thirsty woman, the Bible says that. She was drawing from a well. Her life, well, it was ruined and so wasted. Her soul was bound
for hell. Oh, but then she met my master, and he told of her great sin. But praise God, Jesus didn't stop there that day. He brought her good news that day. He said, if you'll just drink of this water, you will never thirst again. There is a river, and it still flows from deep within. Praise God that there is a fountain that frees a soul from sin. For there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. Aren't you glad that there that never shall run dry? There came a thirsty woman. She was drawing from a well. Her life, it was ruined and so wasted. Her soul was bound for hell. But then she met the master, and he told of her great sin. He said, if you'll just drink from this water, you will never thirst again. True story. That really happened. And I realized as I was reading that true story in the Bible from the Gospel of John, the woman at the well, she was from Samaria, and Jesus come walking by that day and asked for a drink of water. And if you study Scripture, if you study the traditions back then, Jesus, being a Jew, was not supposed to have any conversation with people from Samaria. They were from the other side of the tracks. They were not viewed as full legitimate people. They weren't supposed to have any conversations with him. But Jesus didn't care about man-made traditions, man-made laws. Jesus was concerned about one thing that day, her soul. And that day Jesus won her to himself. She accepted him as her Messiah. She ran home and told all of her friends, come see a man who told me everything about me. Is this not the Christ? And as I studied that scripture, that story, that true story, I realized everyone here tonight in this church, including me, is that woman at the well. You see, we're from the other side of the tracks, from where God lives. Heaven is holy. Heaven is perfect. And here we are, tainted people, because we're sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we cannot attain heaven by ourselves. That's the reason Jesus Christ stepped out of eternity 2,000 years ago and took that place, took our place on the cross. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, conquered death. And because he conquered death, we can conquer death as well. Only those, however, that are like that woman 2,000 years ago who accepted him as her Messiah, we too must accept that free gift that Jesus Christ gives us today. For as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons or the children of God. On August 4th of 1986, Dennis Guisdella, his name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven, never to be erased. Not because Dennis Guisdella can play the saxophone, or Dennis Guisdella writes songs, or Dennis Guisdella travels anywhere God opens doors. That's not why my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The reason my name, Dennis Guisdella, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased, and heaven is my home, as sure as I'm standing there, as sure as I'm standing right here, I know that I know that I know I'm on my way to heaven. And the reason is because I accepted Jesus Christ as my Messiah, my Savior, August 4th of 1986. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from hell and have heaven be their home forever. Not might be saved, shall be. What about you tonight? I know I'm probably preaching to the choir. You're here on a Sunday night. I understand that. But if you're here tonight and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, God knew you were going to be here tonight. He knew you were going to hear this message tonight. None of us are guaranteed of tomorrow. Eternity is long. Eternity is forever. And if you're not saved, you're lost. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. And Jesus Christ does not wish that any should perish, but have all have eternal life in heaven one day. If that's you tonight, I'm going to make it real easy. I'm not going to ask anyone to walk an aisle tonight, Brother Rick. I'm just going to have you, if you're here tonight and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you can be saved in the very seat you're sitting in right now. Let's, everyone, every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around. My friend, if that's you,